This is Mike Breed with the Warren Group bringing you our Massachusetts home sales data report for December 2018. Last month, there were 4,390 single-family homes sold across the Commonwealth, a 7.1% decrease from December 2017. As a result, year-end sales totaled 59,801 transactions, a 1.5% decline from 2017, with a median sale price of $385,000, a 5.5% increase from 2017's median sale price of $365,000. Year-end condo sales totaled 24,518 transactions, a 1.4% decrease from 2017, while the median condo price hit $365,000, a 7% increase from a year earlier. Joining us now to share some insights on the Massachusetts real estate market is the Warren Group's CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Well, thank you, Mike. Looks like we've got winters arrived with a big, angry cold snap, huh?
So year-end median prices for both single-family homes and condos reached an all-time high at the close of 2018. Do you think we'll continue to see this upward climb in 2019?
Well, Mike, that's a good question. With the condo building boom continuing and those units being more modern and featuring popular amenities, I think the median price for condos is likely to continue to edge up next year, in 2019. Condos really had an exceptional December, and the prices rose 7% over the year 2018 over 2017. With single-family homes, though, I'm really still on the fence about what we'll see in terms of ongoing price increases there. Now, I say that because single-family home sales volume has fallen in each of the past 2 years, so we haven't been selling quite as many single-family homes as we had in prior years. Now, it's not falling by much. It's just a 1.5% decline in 2018 and just 0.2% in 2017. But I look at the historical data, and that seems to suggest that this might be an early warning sign of a soft real estate market. So when I look back at 1988 and 1989, I see a falling sales while the median prices continued to go up. And then in 1990, after a number of sales had fallen for a couple of years, that's when prices started to fall. They fell 5% in 1990, and they continued to fall for another couple of years. And then if we look at the Great Recession, what we see in 2005 is that the sales volume fell by 6% while the median price continued to climb. But in 2006, the very next year, prices fell 3%, and we all know that they continued to fall for a number of years after that. So that was the beginning of a crash in the real estate market. Now, will history repeat itself? I really don't know. The strong job market would argue that home prices can continue to inch up. But the bull market for homes has lasted now for 6 straight years. And like the stock market, perhaps a correction or a pause in the steady rise is not a far-fetched idea.
Now, condos proved to be particularly attractive to buyers last year, despite the rapid price increase. Now, what sort of factors may have influenced buyers to seek out more expensive condos as a solution to homeownership?
Well, I think that new construction is the biggest factor in the expanding condo market. The new units being built have real attractions. The fact that they're brand new, or they're of recent vintage, not too old, I think that's a big draw. In a good economy, the thrill of what's new is very compelling for consumers. They like new cars, new homes, anything that just feels like a bright, new, shiny thing. Now, the new units today have designs and amenities that are popular with today's market. You know, a few years ago, a jacuzzi was the big thing to have in your bathroom, and that made the units that had jacuzzis very popular. These days, it might not be jacuzzi, but it might be something like a Viking six-burner range in the kitchen. So the other thing that I think is attractive about the new condos is that they're being built close to high-paying jobs. You know, those jobs in medicine, life sciences, pharmaceuticals, technology, finance, those are all good jobs, and they're all in close to the city. Boston, Cambridge, Brookline, Somerville, and other crowded cities. They need housing, and single-family homes are not getting built in those communities. So new condos fill a real need for attractive housing close to the jobs.
Thanks, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. If you'd like more information about products and services from The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.